You loved him on Judge Judy, and I have to say, you guys really loved him on Judge Judy. You're pissed that he's not on Judy Justice. But he's welcome on my show anytime, and we've got his wonderful wife as well. Petri Hawkins-Bird and Makita are on the line. Hello, you two.
Hey, what's up, Jerry?
Well, you know, thanks for joining me. We'll talk about bonding with Bird in a moment, because I already told you, you guys are making me hungry. But let me ask you about this story that has made international headlines. Petri, let me ask you about that. International headlines that you're not going on Judge Judy's new show. What are your thoughts that you had such love from around the world?
Man, I am, I'm totally flabbergasted by it, you know, and this came totally out of left field, man. A few weeks ago, I'm just an out of work actor trying to land some gigs, you know, and, next thing I know, my fan base started coming in, you know, regularly on our podcast, you know, asking, you know, hey, we just heard that you're not going to be on the new Judge Judy show. What's going on with that? So I would kind of placate them by, you know, hey, listen, you know, that's just the way it goes sometimes. You know, that's the way it is, in the entertainment business. And then I got a call from Entertainment Weekly. And they were asking me the same questions, but they wanted to know why. And I was like, well, I can't really tell you why, but I can tell you what happened. I can give you the facts. And I did that, and, you know, being old-fashioned, I'm thinking Entertainment Weekly, I'm thinking it's going to come out in a week. And like an hour and a half later, this thing was all over the internet, and it was, you know, it was all over social media, and my fan base just started going in, and as you said, you know, internationally, and they were just outraged, and I'm like, take it easy, don't start any boycotts on my account, you know, it's like, you know, so that's the way it went down.
And I mean, you know that the social media mob is the one that's really going to have your back, because I mean, you know, when the show premiered, when the new show Judy Justice premiered, I mean, there were so many comments. We were watching on social media. We checked this morning different review pages. 60% of viewers like the new show. On Google reviews, it has a 2.8 star rating out of 5. I mean, so many people were saying that this new show is not the same without you. The headlines from NPR, Judge Judy is now Judy Justice, but little else has changed. From Reality Blur, Judy Justice Review, is it just Judge Judy? So it kind of seems like, have you seen the new show? I should ask you that.
I haven't seen the new show. No, let me not say that. The other night, I was kind of flipping, not flipping the channels. That sounds so old-fashioned. But I was just going through, stations and just, you know, and all of a sudden, it popped up. And so I just sat and I watched a few minutes of it, and it was mainly focused, as Judge Judy always was, it's mainly focused on the judge. You know, mm-hmm. And so I was like, "Well, what is this extra cast of characters for? You know, why the granddaughter as a clerk? You know, nobody wants to really know where you get the information that you get in order to make your decisions. They take your word for it. Why do you have? And I'm not trying to put anybody out of work, but why do you have a court reporter if the whole thing is filmed? the whole thing is videoed. So if you want to know what somebody said, you run the video back. You know, right. You don't have to have a court reporter there to tell you, you know, what's going on. And then the new bailiff, I mean, I know him because he was her personal security on the set for about 5 years. And I'm like, okay, you know, it's like Batman showing up and he's got Melvin with him, and you look and you go, who is Batman and Melvin? Yeah. I don't know who Batman and Melvin is. I know who Batman and Robin is, you know. So in this case, I'm Robin, and you know, I got handed, I was told to turn in my keys to the Batcave and Wayne Manor, and that I was no longer riding along in the Batmobile. And I'm like, okay, but you know, it's not how I'm going to take it. It's how the public is going to take it.
I got to bring Makita into this one. You're a producer. Actually, let's give everybody the backstory, first of all, your connection to Judge Judy, and then what your thoughts are on this remake of the show, basically.
So, I was a producer on the Judge Judy show, and up until the end, because I had a random seizure and found out that I had a tumor. So, I was on the show for about 6 years, and I mean, the production side, you know, like, it's just normal. Like, I don't know. I mean, I used to tell my husband, I'm like, oh, she's not going to get rid of you. She's doing a new show, and, you know, of course she's going to take you with you, because my boss said that he was going to go. And
her boss being the executive producer on the show.
Yeah, so he told me that Petrie was going to go. So I had no questions about that. However, I always thought that Petrie did something to her because she liked me. And I could never understand how she treated him the way she did. Like, she wouldn't talk, like, it was very, I don't know, it was very, like, subdued. Like, before I got on the show, I thought you guys were, like, thieves, just like the rest of, like, I'm sorry, I'm having chemo brain, so
no, that's all right.
Bear with me.
No.
But I always thought that you guys were, like, Batman and Robin, you know what I'm saying? And I thought you guys had a close relationship, but they didn't. And it was surprising to me because as a woman, like, if you're not friendly with the person, they did something to you, you know? And I used to ask them, did you do something to her? And
well, one of the things that I've learned from this, and I told my wife this, is that there's a difference between a working relationship that is friendly and being friends, you know? And so, you know, to assume that you and somebody else are friends, you know, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So you have to get to a point where that friendship is tested, and if you find that you're able to go through the fire with that friendship, then it's a friendship that's truly forged in something solid, you know.
I mean, to me, I would expect, I mean, you know, 25 years on the show, I know you've known Judy Scheinland for well over 30-some years. I mean, you would just sort of, people would just expect that there's going to be a friendship that develops over time. So what was, and I don't even want to use the word friendship or even relationship. I mean, what would you describe your, I guess we'll use the word relationship to Judy, like during the show? I know you said that you weren't really... You know, you mentioned before that you weren't really social with her outside, you know, like you weren't going to dinner at her place or anything. So what, you know, would she just pass you in the hallway and give you a nod? I mean, what were your interactions like off camera?
So, again, you know, our relationship was always cordial. It, you know, every once in a while we might stop and, you know, have a little conversation during some crucial times in our lives. You know, we checked in on each other. I remember one time she was on the bench and she got sick, and I believe to this day that it might have been a mild stroke. But I looked at her and I could tell that she was off her game. She asked the defendant the same question 3 times. And I looked at her and I said, "Are you all right?" And I usually wouldn't do that. I usually would wait until the case is over. But I asked her in the middle of the case, "Are you all right?" And she said, "No." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Do you want to stop now?" And she said, "No, I'll finish this case." And she did finish the case. And as soon as she finished, they called an ambulance, which came to the set and got her and took her to Cedars-Sinai Hospital. Now, I'm not saying this in the way of, you know, patting myself on the back, but as soon as I knew where they had taken her, I went to Cedars-Sinai to check on her. And when I got there, she was sitting up, she was eating a corned beef sandwich or something, and she just, you know, everything was all right. You know, she seemed all right. And so I walk into her and I go, you know, it's not enough that you're, you know, 10 million viewers a day. You really need this extra attention. Is that it? And she laughed, and we talked for a minute, and I got ready to leave, and I said, hey, I know that you're not big on this, but do you mind if I pray for you? And I did. I prayed for her, and I went to the elevator, and I'm standing at the elevator, and her husband, Jerry, great guy, comes running over to me, and he says, hey, I just wanted you to know that I appreciate you praying for her, and she appreciates it. She's not big on saying it, but she really appreciates you doing that. And I was like, hey, you know, no problem. That's, you know, that's what I do for people, that, you know, because that's what I believe in. Now, this, you know, this was one of the times that I was there for her. Now, another time she was there for me, my daughter had contracted swine flu during the epidemic, the outbreak that was here in the United States with swine flu. And, you know, Judge Judy, she called, she wanted to make sure that my daughter was getting the best of health care and everything like that. So in regards to that, you know, it's the same relationship that, you know, I don't know, Bill Gates might have with, you know, somebody in the mailroom at Microsoft if he knew him, you know. But that's it. You know, no going over to each other's house and, 25 years that we were out here in Hollywood, no private dinner or lunch with just she and I. That didn't happen, you know. And, you know, that's the way it is. You know, when people used to ask me, you know, whether or not Judge Judy and I were friends, I was like, nah, you know, she hangs with who she hangs with, and I hang with who I hang with, and we don't ever mix it, you know. So, yeah.
I think that's
it was a good cordial relationship.
Yeah, I think that's what people don't necessarily realize about the whole showbiz thing. Even in radio, right? You can come in, and if they flip the format of your radio station, you're out of a job. It's nothing personal. It's just, you know, a business decision. But the business decision that we heard about, I know you've mentioned this quite a bit, was that you were overpriced. What was the term that was used?
I was priced out of being the bailiff on this new show. I priced myself out of it. That's what she said to me, man. I was like, okay, how do you price yourself out of something that you're not offered? Okay, you know, it's like, hey, we have a job for you. How much would it take for you to, you know, consider taking this job? And you say this price, and they say no, and then they say this price, and you go, I want a little more. You know, you right. Do the back and forth. That's traditionally how I think that goes. But to be told that, oh, you know what, we just looked at what you made on the last show, and we assumed that was the price that you would charge to do this show, and that was just too much. So it's like, okay. If you say so.
Do you buy that, though? I mean, do you think it was a dollars and cents thing, or do you think there was something else?
I don't necessarily think it was a dollars and cents thing. And I need people to understand this also, that my salary for the 25 years that we did Judge Judy didn't come from Judge Judy, okay? You know,
right.
It came from CBS. You know, or Big Ticket Television, or whoever was the owner of the Judge Judy show at the time. You know, that's where my salary was always drawn from. So, you know, when she told me that I priced myself out of being considered for the bailiff, I'm like, well, you know, I didn't hear from Amazon or IMDb TV or anybody else in regards to whether or not there was an offer for me to be there, you know. But let's face it, it's Judge Judy. It's Judy Justice. It's her show. Whatever she wants, they're probably going to give her. That's what I would think. And so if she said, well, hey, that's my bailiff, that's my guy, for 25 years we've been together, and I see us being together 25 more, if that's how long, you know, the show lasts, then they're going to give her what she wants. Whatever
right.
makes for the success of one thing, you're not going to try to change it in order to see if you can do something new, you know.
Yeah, let's talk about producing the show. Makita, back to you, Makita, because I mean, you know, I've been an entertainment reporter for a long time, and so I know that, you know, Judge Judy, the show, had a dispute with, you know, Judge Judy Shineland and CBS, and so it was basically, you know, I'm gonna take my show, or I'm gonna do another show elsewhere. So, you know, they have to change a few things so that it's not basically the exact same show. Makita, you're the producer. What do you make of kind of the casting shift or what they've done for this new show?
I don't know. I mean, like, they offered me a job, but, you know, I couldn't do it. So I take care of my health. But
right.
I always thought, you know, I like this analogy. You know, like, if you get a pound cake from a certain spot, and you're getting the same pound cake for 25 years, and then all of a sudden they want to get a little fancy and change the butter. And it's kind of like, it doesn't taste the same. It's not the same. It's not the same ingredient. It's not the same pound cake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't understand how she didn't really change anything for the show, and especially from the production side, it was the same exact thing. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, it's weird. I just didn't think that was a smart move. Like, I thought she should have just, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Petri, that's going to be your new nickname. I'm going to call you Butter, okay? Can I do that? Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, I'm trying to become Better Butter. not bitter butter.
Okay. Well, I said we're going to talk food in just a second. But one more question about Judge Judy, though, is that, in all seriousness, are there hard feelings? I mean, if Judy changes her mind and says, you know what, I need both of you on this show, obviously, Makita, with your health, you know, issues, but, you know, I need you guys on this show, what would you say?
I'll jump in first on that one.
Okay.
So I'm an actor, mm-hmm. and actors want to act. They want to work, you know. And so I wouldn't be trying to leave any money on the table. It's not a pride issue. It would be negotiable, you know. And now we're going to have to find out if I really priced myself out of it, you know. But the other thing is, to be honest with you, Jeremy, is that I don't drive looking in the rearview mirror. That's foolish, you know. So my thing is, continue to press forward, continue to try to do new things, continue to try to discover new oceans, and if that means losing sight of the shore behind me, that's so be it. That's what has to happen. But I believe that there's a door that's being opened for me to go through and go forward and to continue my destiny. And
exactly.
And you know, perhaps if Judy decided, you know, to ask me to work with her again, it would be negotiable as to in what capacity, you know. Maybe I'm done being the bailiff, you know. Stick with the bailiff you have, you understand. I can do voiceover, I can do research. I might be a producer, so, you know, it would all depend on what was being offered at the time, you know. But I don't hold her in any malice or any bad thoughts, you know. I tell my wife this all the time. I was once told a long time ago that God will never make your enemy your footstool until he gives you the grace not to step on him. So, you know, so I'm going to always be gracious about things. I'm always going to take the high road, and if I get a call from Judy on just a friendly basis, just to resolve things and make sure that things are good between us, that would be enough for me. Now, my wife, that's another question.
Well, take it away. Go ahead.
Job from Judge Judy at this point, honey?
I don't know. I don't think so. And that's just being real, because, like, it just looks messy. Like, I can't, like, I love Judge Judy, but, you know, you're my husband, and I don't really care for the way she treated you. And that's just being real. So, sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, if she comes crawling back to you two, you make her work for it. I'm telling you, you don't make it easy for her. All right, let's talk food, because I already told you before the show that your mac and cheese recipe and also the amount of beer and wine that you guys have there has inspired me as well. Makita, tell us about the series Bonding with Bird.
Bonding with Bird started off actually a couple of years ago, just doing like food segments because we love to cook with each other. But it really started during the pandemic, and we were having so much fun, like just talking and stuff. We always do like pillow talk and stuff, but we wanted to bring it to a platform and just talk to other people because we were just two people talking. And we brought it to Instagram, and then we brought it to YouTube and Facebook. But, it's a combination of things. First of all, my husband is 27 years older than me, so you get, like, the May-December romance, you know? But we always have different opinions, but we talk about hot topics. He has this thing that he had on Instagram every Tuesday. It was called Pinking Tuesday. So he would have thought-provoking questions that makes you pink in, you know, the Jamaican accent. Yeah. But we have celebrity guests that come on. We just had Lynn Toler, right?
Yes, yeah, Lynn Toler.
Yeah, we just had her on. I was excited about that. But yeah, we just have fun together.
It's really fun. So the YouTube channel and then Facebook, where can people just do a search for it, or?
Yes. So ironically, the title is Bonding with Bert. Bond is my maiden last name, and Bird, of course, is his last name. So it's Bonding with Bird. So no matter what, you could just put it in the YouTube, in the search engine, and just put Bonding with Bird, and it'll just pop right up. And we love interacting with people. So, you know, the comments do come up, and we answer them immediately. Yeah, it's just fun.
Now, I'm told, we're going to start a rumor here, you guys actually turned down Judy Scheindlin for being a guest on the show. Is that correct? Am I hearing that right? Yeah?
You know, and she keeps calling. Oh, my God.
Change your number. Change.
You know, and I told her, I said, you know, you priced yourself out of being a guest on our show.
Yeah, it's just, what happens is when she calls you and asks for Petri, you say, no, this is butter. It's not Petri. There you go.
My new nom de voyage.
Oh, and you're going to have to change the name of your show now, too, with that nickname? Oh, I'm sorry, you guys.
With
I just...
Butter, you know, butter with bonds, you know.
I have to tell everybody, it really is entertaining to watch. We were watching them this morning, so definitely check them out, you guys. Bonding with Bird. All you two, Petri and Makita, thank you so much for joining us. It was great chatting with you.
Jeremy,